Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. You've probably heard of the adage that you shouldn't ask a homeless person for advice on buying a home. Well, unless they got in over their head and lost everything, and now they can tell you what to stay away from. You also would not want to ask someone who's binging on their favorite food and their favorite show all weekend what activity you should engage in for exercise. And yet, without even realizing it, you can be programmed and conditioned to ask for assistance, to ask for support, to ask for help from people that are weaker than you. Say what? Yeah. And that creates a really big problem, because for you to ask for assistance, you probably have to be pushed to where you feel like you're breaking. And then the very people that you reach out to are the ones who are going to slap your hand and with their actions make you sorry that you even went that far and made your requests known. What's going on here? Parentification, or being parentified. Look it up. I don't diagnose. I just share with you what's going on. And then you can decide whether or not that's a problem in your life. I will say for over 90% of my clients, yes, it is. In this one particular area, being parentified means that when you were younger, a child or an adolescent, you were put in a situation with responsibilities that were way beyond your ability to cope with. And we're talking about it specifically when you were put in the position to take care of an adult. You were a child, you were a kid. You were put in the position to take care of an adult mentally, emotionally, or physically, where you became the adult and they got to be the child. Yeah, now we got problems. Now, you can say, well, it helped me mature and grow up. I just grew up faster. No, the freak, it did not. That's like me taking an orange seed, planting it in the ground today, and tomorrow going out expecting a mature harvest. Doesn't happen. There are stages that it needs to go through. No, so you didn't mature faster because there are stages that you had to go through. What it did teach you was to be passive when someone else started acting like an idiot and expecting you to know how to cope with their problems that was way beyond your level. So you were passive and you began to read. You began to read their expectations and then just regurgitate back what you thought that they needed. You didn't have an understanding of it. So how does this show up now as an adult? Well, it can show up in a couple of different ways. Number one, the mature part of you, the part of you that has progressed, reaches out for support, and then they get to act like a child and go, no, I don't have to do that. And then you will go back into that identity that was established as that younger you, trying to figure out what it is that they need in order to be okay. Or you're just asking the wrong people to start with, the ones that are already immature. I'll give you some examples of this from my clients.
So she helped a family member out with a really big project. Hey, reciprocity. We do things for each other all the time, right? And then the idea was that when she needed assistance, that family member would step up. Well, the family member didn't necessarily stepped up. The family member sabotaged. And then I've got my client going, why is she doing this? I don't care. I don't care why she's doing it. We're not here to assist her. You need help. So we need to start looking at drawing boundaries because you're not safe. The number one reason why you have to have a boundary, they keep you safe. And if you've got someone sabotaging what you're asking them to do, that is not the time to go into their past and start making excuses for their bad behavior. No, we need to boundary up and go, okay, we need to make our requests known. And if they can't hear it, then we need to ask them to step out. Another one of my clients had a good friend who got fired from their job. So she's like, okay, well, the company I work for, I'm going to hire my good friend. And then it's, oh, she's not doing the job like she's supposed to. What do I need to do to get her to do the job? Maybe this is the reason why she got fired. Yeah, you asked the wrong person to do the job. There's nothing that you can say to help her get it. She's an adult. If she's not getting it, we need to move on. My third client. Okay, I need to get a different job. I need to be working for somebody else. But before I do, I want to complete this one really big project. In fact, I had two clients do this. I need to complete this one really big project. All right. They're not treating you the way that you need to be treated. This culture is not healthy. It's bordering on toxic. So you're telling me that it is okay for you to continue to serve them in a way where they're not living up to their end of the what they agreed to. They're taking advantage of you, and it's okay for them to act in this immature way because you need to stay in integrity with what you told them that you were going to do. And the one, it went so far that they wound up getting fired. Because they were beginning to draw boundaries with bad behavior. When you draw boundaries with bad behavior, that other person or that other group is not going to like it. There are going to be repercussions. So you need to be prepared for that. Just because you're drawing boundaries doesn't mean all of a sudden they're going to be healthy. So there are four types of boundaries. Number one, you got this. You don't need anybody's assistance. Whenever I might be doing a project and someone's going, hey, can I help you with that? No, not yet. I'm good. Oh, it looks like you might need help. No, I said I'm good. Second type of boundary, you're making a request for their help and their support. You know, this is whenever you're telling the teenagers in the house, no, this is what you need to be doing to keep our household running correctly. And if they don't do it, there's going to be consequences. Third type of boundary, you're making a request from an authority figure. This is someone who is stronger in the area than you are where you need help. Whenever I had a challenge, if you've been in my world, you heard me bring this up before. It's been 2 years ago this month that I had a breast cancer scare. And I reached out to my circle of friends and said, wow, I really need you to step up. And everybody did except for one. That one said, Well, what'd you do to cause this? Gave me a good indication that they were not stronger than me in the area of, oh my gosh, I'm hurting and I need your assistance. Now, the second time I reached out to them, I let them know, hey, don't hurt me in this. And sometimes you have to do that with people. They may not always be aware. So if it happens once, okay. If it happens twice, I'm suspect. If it happens three times, why are you weaker than me and then trying to pull me down to your level? Why am I keeping you at this level of engagement that you have not earned? And there was a third time, and that person had to be put in a different level in my life. Those levels of engagement with you, that they have to earn the right. So let's talk about those levels of engagement. The very top level is going to be, and you can see them like stair steps, okay? That very top level is going to be your relationship with your higher power, however you perceive that to be. The level below that is going to be your relationship with yourself. The level below that is going to be your relationship if you have a significant other. The level below that is going to be the relationship with your kids or those that feel like family to you. There was a woman that put her kids in the significant other space and place and then goes into a relationship later on in life and puts him lower than the kids. Now we got a problem because it's what's known as emotional incest, where she treated those kids in a way that they should not be treated. And then the kids thought that they had authority over the new man in her life. He didn't stay the new man for long. I have one of my clients that her significant other should have been in that space and place. And instead, he was acting like a child. He was in the level below. And I worked with her, worked with him. And hey, you need to step up. Okay. She's not here to take care of you. You need to step up to this level of engagement. And he didn't. And now they are no longer together. She's heartbroken at this point. She has every right to be heartbroken because she saw in him possibilities, but there's a difference between possibilities and potential. Anybody has a possibility to do anything. I have a possibility to be an astronaut. Because, hey, anything can happen. But is it based on truth? And that's when we look at potential. Potential says, what do your previous actions show me? Hey, if I got the money to pay somebody that wants to take me into space, yeah, there's that potential. I choose to invest in other areas, but you're putting people in levels of engagement based on possibility, not based on proof. And then once they give you the proof, you may need to refine that level of engagement. So you've got your significant other, and then underneath that, you've got people who are very close to you, like kids, friends that feel like family. And then you've got a boundary, because all of that takes place in your garden of growth. Then outside the garden of growth are people that you have friendships with, but they're not necessarily feeling like family. And then you've got acquaintances and the general public. For somebody to be in your garden, they've got to have earned the right. And if they're in there trashing it, then you need to reassign where they're supposed to be. So the four types of boundaries, I've got this. You, second type is you ask for assistance with something, and there are consequences if they don't follow through. The third type is they're an authority figure. They are stronger than you in this area. And sometimes you're not going to know somebody's strength until you've asked them for support, and then you're able to gauge their potential. Are they bringing it into reality? Once, twice, three strikes, they're out. They're showing you everything you need to know. And if the relationship is significant enough and they're not stepping up, then you need to reach out to another authority figure who can help the two of you. Because the fourth boundary is, done all I can. I got to go. And you move on, looking for someone else to put in that space and place that where you're needing support, and you need to reassign them an appropriate level of engagement based on what they've earned in your life. Okay, so when you need support, you need somebody stronger than you, but you've been programmed and conditioned to make excuses for adults where they act like children, and then the aspect of you, the part of your personality that was not ready to handle it, she keeps coming out going, oh, I got this. I got this. No, she doesn't. She was never supposed to have been put in that position, and I am sorry you were. But the part of you, your wise woman, she needs to be stepping up, and she needs to be the one going, we need to start drawing some boundaries. It's not going to feel good because you've been programmed and conditioned to make life happen for somebody else at your expense. That stops now. That stops today. And if you need assistance with that, I'd be honored. Let's talk and see if I'm the one who can support you. Until we get together again. The world's a better place when you're better in it. That younger you, she needs to be alleviated from the responsibility of showing up and acting like as an adult, and instead bringing the joy-filled enthusiasm and wonder in life that then your wise woman knows how to draw appropriate boundaries around. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.